Well, we warmly welcome you to our Imitate Jehovah Circuit Assembly. We're certain that you're going to enjoy the upbuilding spiritual food that's been prepared for us. And we'd just like to let you know, too, that the entire program is also being broadcast simultaneously on FM frequency 72.9. Also, we'd like to remind you, if you're carrying a cellular phone or any other electronic device, please adjust it to a setting that will not disturb others in the audience. Also, recording of this program should be for your personal use or for the benefit of those that are unable to be present here today. Recordings should not be made available for general circulation or distribution. In addition, we'd like to remind the baptismal candidates, they should be presently seated in the front two rows of our center hall here today. And the baptism talk is going to begin at 11:30. The assembly theme for today is taken from Ephesians chapter 5 and verse 1, which instructs us to become imitators of God. So today, we're going to examine numerous ways in which we can reflect Jehovah's qualities in our lives. And as we do, we'll grow spiritually and we'll draw closer to Jehovah. So now, we invite you to stand. And we're going to join in singing song number 80. It's entitled, The Quality of Goodness. And then after the song, Brother Arnold Dick will offer the opening prayer. So again, if we stand, we'll join in singing song number 80.
Heavenly Father, Jehovah, indeed we are privileged people to be able to sing praises to your name, to be able to reflect upon, as our song highlighted, your goodness and how we have been benefited in the past and continue to benefit from it to the present. We appreciate your inviting us to this fine occasion in which we have the opportunity to be instructed by you, and also to be able to worship you in spirit and truth. As our assembly theme highlights, we certainly want to imitate you, the one whom we could no better imitate and appreciate, Jehovah, in our lives. So we ask your blessing upon this gathering here as we reflect upon your goodness and endeavor to reflect the many other qualities that you exhibit toward us. And may we also demonstrate that toward our brothers and sisters in our association with one another and between our sessions as well, so that we can be uplifting and encouraging. May your blessing be with upon the program, all the participants in it. We know that they are all having had a share in it, in that they have prepared ahead of time and no doubt are eager to share the wonderful things that they have been able to prepare for us. So we ask your blessing upon them and upon us as the audience. We can participate too by being attentive with a heart that is appreciative and thus benefit from the program as well. So we ask your guidance and your blessing and your Holy Spirit upon this day as we leave ourselves into your care. In Jesus' name.